It's recess time, right? Y'all have got the budget done, so now it's just run and play in College Station, is that right?
Pretty much.
Okay.
That's honest.
Yeah, all right. Pizza party, something like that. Now, anyway, how'd the budget process go? This is really, you know, quite often when there's November elections, it's really hard to have the whole world changes when that happens. Well, we don't, or we're having November elections now. We used to have them earlier.
Actually, I like the November elections for the budget process.
Because it's
when I first got on council in 2004,
yeah.
I had four council meetings before we started the budget.
Yeah.
And, you know, talk about a newbie. I didn't have a clue as to how the city worked.
Sure.
I mean, in terms of the budget process. And the budget is really the backbone of the city. It says how we're going to spend our money and what we're going to concentrate on and what we're going to try to accomplish. And so now the elections are in November. The budget process starts in January with the staff. We're making their asks from the city manager and the mm-hmm. budget process goes on. And so when we have our budget hearings in July, we have a much better understanding of what's going on in the city.
Now, let's go back to not necessarily the first budget, because you talked about those challenges, but the next time. You'd been on council a little bit, so it was not a new process to you. But, you know, the city has changed and grown so much. More staff members, more considerations, the kind of proposals that we're getting as far as development here are completely different. So your thoughts just kind of on how that budget process has changed just during your time as council member to where you are now?
Well, the budget process has stayed the same. The areas of concentration where we're putting our money is different. We're doing a lot more on infrastructure. The certificates of obligation we're going out for are all infrastructure, roads. As the city grows, we need to be more concerned with our core services. So we've added police officers, a fire department, public works people. Those sorts of areas have seen increased growth and more resources.
You know, we've talked about COs as opposed to bonds, and you decided to do the certificates of obligation, something that Brian's been doing for decades generally. I guess we need to move on with some projects, and I'm hearing no pushback from the citizenry that they're not getting a voice as to how money is spent. A CO seems to be an okay way to operate now.
Yeah, you know, we had the Citizens Advisory Committee, which was put together to advise us on the bond issue. And when we decided to go COs because of that House Bill 1378, we brought them back together. We told them what we were doing. We are following their recommendations. We're doing the parks improvements. We're doing all those road improvements, building roads, widening them. And so we have followed their recommendations. And so they are happy with the process, and they're not upset that there's not going to be a bond election. So, and they've disseminated that back to, you know, their neighbors and the like. So we have not gotten pushback. And I think it's because the process has been transparent and we're communicating well.
Sure. Nancy Berry, the mayor of College Station, joining us. One of the things that you did not do because they pulled it from the agenda was the North Point Crossing conversion. They had looked at, folks, if you know, that's the apartment complex that is at a university in Texas, and there are two or three commercial entities in there. But at Wolf Penn, y'all decided to allow that property to convert those empty buildings that they had, locations they had hoped would be commercial, into residential so that they can optimize their revenue. They pulled it because planning and zoning said, no, we don't want to make that change at North Point right now. Had that come in, how would you have voted?
I would have voted no. If you drive into North Point Crossing off of University, you look down that alleyway and you see cars and you think, there's no way I'm going to park. You go in there, there's tons of parking. The whole first floor of the parking garage is reserved for retail. So I don't think they've advertised the amount of parking that's there. And it hasn't been there that long.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, now they've got the World of Beer coming. And I think that they're going to be more successful in leasing the retail space. So I think it's a little premature to say go ahead and turn those retail spaces into apartments like the lofts have done.
Sure. Well, again, given it's the north edge of a transformational area that's going to go all the way down to Northgate, I basically disagree with the city of College Station and the stance y'all are taking, because I don't think people will walk a lot on a hot August day to go very far. But we'll wait and see. And I certainly certainly understand why they decided that that was something that what they wanted to do. This is a little esoteric. It has to do with water tap fees. I don't know what they used to be or what they are now. I noticed it was something, though, that, that y'all had changed. And you hadn't made a change to it in about a decade.
Right.
How much money are we talking about there?
Well, it used to be $400, and we've upped it to $600. And that really just reflects the additional cost of the meters. We talked to the Home Builders Association when we were considering this in 14, and they said, yeah, you need to increase it, but if you could do it in phases. So we did one in February 14 and then September 14, and then we've just completed the last one recently. So we're up to $600.
All right,
and that's pretty much compared to the other cities like Sugar Land and Conroe, it's about the same.
It's just what stuff costs.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, gotcha. All right, granted it was Nevada and it was Ball State and they're gone, and so we have a real football team coming in this weekend. Maybe we get a chance to see what traffic is all about, but tell me, what have you heard as far as enforcement, as far as parking and people's yards and that sort of thing?
Well, again, the code enforcement is out walking south side and keeping people off of the yards, and when they talk to the people who live at the house and saying that, you know, it's against code to have cars parked in the yard, they've been very amenable to that, and there hasn't been pushback. The get to the grid parking has been going well, and we haven't had problems leaving the stadium, but they've been blowouts. And so if this is a game that goes to the end, we'll really test the system.
It's our first, and that's fine, and we need to, because we've got Alabama coming up next month, and so we'll see. I know the people in Bryan were very happy with how that worked out, which is interesting. I was kind of holding my breath to see. That's really asking people. We're asking people to change their behavior a lot, obviously.
Yeah. Like, well, I think it's been well advertised that Momentum Bank is now the place to park as opposed to the mall, and people have been doing that, and the bus shuttle service is working well.
Yeah. Now, Mayor Nancy Berry joining us. Now kind of a, I don't know, maybe a big picture political question. Obviously, issues that come up to the council right before an election are important, and maybe you decide not to put them. I mean, I'm not Pollyanna enough to believe that you wouldn't actually take something and wait until after an election to put it on an
Never.
Agenda. But your council members that are up for election did not draw opponents. So is that necessarily going to change what happens now between now and the election date in November? Are you going to handle things any differently?
I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah, so. Anything else that's going on?
Yeah. College Station was ranked among America's fastest growing economies.
What did I hear? They're the most entertaining city in America or Texas, or what was that?
I think someone on TexAg said we're the most exciting city.
Yeah, well, so I saw Chuck Gilman made a presentation yesterday, and I heard him talking about that. And, you know, I don't know. I just assume I'd like to keep it a secret. I don't know if we're exciting or not, but I kind of like the way the city is right now.
Well, WalletHub just released its rankings of America's cities with the fastest growing economies, and College Station ranked fifth overall and number four among America's mid-sized cities. Right. That tells you something about the Texas economy.
It does, doesn't it?
And our neighbors, Bryan, were ranked eighth overall and number two among small cities with the most growth, just behind Mission. So if you'd like to examine the methodology of the rankings, you can go to wallethub.com, or we'll probably have something posted on our blog later today.
I was going to say, y'all will make it easy for them to see that. Now, that's
pretty always good. Nice to be ranked and especially when it's good things.
Sure, no doubt about it. Hey, thanks for the time this morning.
Always a pleasure.